time out there.
And the Newman game went final.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Bakersfield Christian knocks off Rancho Cotati with a huge second half by Bakersfield Christian, scoring 35 points as they were down at halftime, 14-7, but they exploded in the second half to win the Division 3A state championship. Nick Mattis, Jeff Woodworth, it was a pleasure calling the game tonight. What are your thoughts here on the game here, Jeff?
I think it was a game that, you know, we talked about it often throughout the year. It was a game that was won and lost in the trenches. And, you know, credit Bakersfield Christian for coming up here and handling business and doing what needed to be done. But, I mean, you know, the offensive line did a great job of protecting Gambioni, and then the defensive line did a great job of getting after Stalker down after down, and they're just Rancho didn't have an answer for it. And it's unfortunate. You don't want to end the season like this if you're Rancho Cotati. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you got to be proud of yourself for making it this far. And ultimately, you just got beat by a better team. And yeah. Sometimes there's nothing you can do about it. It's a tough lesson and a tough pill to swallow. And, you know, sad for the seniors that that's their send-off. And if you're the juniors, you take this, you remember that feeling, and you make sure that you don't feel that anymore. You know, you don't want to feel that again. So motivation for next year, I don't know if Rancho Cotati is going to be back in this position next year, but I think they've set themselves up and done enough with the program to show that they're going to be competing for another section title, to say the least.
Absolutely. Great job by Garrick Hoteling and the team. They had never gotten past the regional final. They won the regional final last week at Sierra in Manteca against Sierra. They came out here tonight. They had a great first half. They were leading 14-7. But I thought in the end of the first half that Bakersfield Christian had a very good first half. They just weren't able to capitalize on it. And the adjustments that Coach Derek Carr made at halftime were excellent. And I got to tell you, the cream rose to the top. Bakersfield Christian was definitely a superior team. They were able to control the line of scrimmage. They're out here celebrating right now. And it's an extremely tough loss for Rancho Cotati. I am hoping that a couple of their players and Coach Garrick Hoteling can come up here, that we can celebrate the entire season. I don't think we should judge the season on this one game. And just an absolute great season for Rancho Cotati. They end up 11 wins and 4 losses on the season. Second place in the Oak Division. We did get word, Jeff, that congratulations, your alma mater, Cardinal Newman, did knock off El Camino. What was the final score there, Jeff?
31-14, Cardinal Newman bringing home their first state title.
Now, that's interesting, Jeff, because I did win a bet from the gentleman down below. I took Cardinal Newman, gave him 14. Okay, so I covered that.
Betting high school football, the degeneracy knows no bounds.
Gentlemen's agreement, gentlemen's.
You know, you got to wait around till August. You get the Little League World Series coming again. I'll give you some runs there with Japan.
Oh, that's great. So let's send it back to Joe Pasquini in the studio. He's probably got some updates on scores and finals. And if we can get a couple of the players up here, we'll see. They're down on the field right now getting a couple of the awards that they're getting. And we'll see if we can get somebody up here. If not, we'll say goodbye here from Rancho Cotati when we come back. So final score here, Bakersfield Christian Eagles defeat Rancho Cotati Cougars 42-21 to win the Division 3A state championship.
All right, a disappointing second half with Rancho Cotati losing to Bakersfield Christian 42-21. They were ahead 14-7 at the half. But Bakersfield Christian dominated the third quarter, scoring four touchdowns. Actually, it was four touchdowns. They took a 35-14 lead. Rancho Cotati did cut it to 35-21 late in the third quarter, but Bakersfield Christian pulled away in the second half to win it 42-21 to win the state championship. It was better news. Just north of here, or north of Rancho Cotati at Cardinal Newman High School, Cardinal Newman defeated El Camino 31-14. Cardinal Newman wins that game. They end their season 14-1. Their third attempt at a state championship, and they finally get it on their first one, and that really makes up for, I guess you could say, makes up for last year, how their season ended on a coin toss. Shane Moran had a 2-yard run to give Newman an early 7-0 lead after El Camino tied it at 7-7. Jackson Paffett had a 58-yard run to give Cardinal Newman a 14-7 lead. El Camino did come back to tie it, but Cardinal Newman's Ethan Collinborn, who had the big kick against Marin Catholic to get him this far, kicked a field goal right before halftime to give Cardinal Newman the lead for good, 17-14. Cardinal Newman would go on. They wouldn't give up another point the rest of the way. They actually scored right before the end of the second quarter to take a 24-14 lead, and Cardinal Newman goes on to win it 31-14. So congratulations to Paul Cronin and the Cardinal Newman Cardinals. In other games that will get you caught up on, the Division One, the Open Division, the big boys, San John Bosco against De La Salle. They are in the second quarter, about 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. St. John Bosco leads De La Salle 7-0. De La Salle is the only school that has been in a state championship game every year since the championship game started in 2006. They are 7-6 in championship games, but has lost three straight, and they're 0-2 against St. John Bosco, so they're going to try to take care of that tonight. In Division 1A, last night, Central Florida finished the season 15-0. They won their first state championship with a 34-19 win over Sierra Canyon, who ends up 14-2. Jamison Silva threw for 353 yards and three touchdowns. In Division 1A, as I go through my paperwork here, trying to keep track of all these games that are being played today, Corona Del Mar defeated Sarah of San Mateo 35-28. They had a 35-14 lead in the fourth quarter and hold on. Division 2AA, better news for the North Coast section. This was a game that was played yesterday afternoon. Clayton Valley Charter defeats Aquinas 10-7. It was the third attempt for Clayton Valley Charter to win a state championship. Amari Taylor scored the only touchdown on a 1-yard run with 1:24 to go in the second quarter. Aquinas started after an 0-2 start, had won 13 straight. In Division 2A, McLennan's were going for their fourth straight championship. They didn't come close. Pacifica beat them 34-6. RJ Maria, three touchdown passes. We told you about the Newman. You know about Rancho Cotati. In Division 4A, Division 4 AA, Ripon, this was the game of the night, really. Ripon had a 21-0 lead early in the second quarter. Highlands came back to tie the game, Highland of Pullman, and actually had a 22-21 lead in the third quarter. They tied the game again at 28-28. They go for two every time. They were 2-for-4 in two-point conversions, and Ripon ended up kicking a 36-yard field goal as time was running out to win the 4A AA championship 31-28. In Division 4A, I don't have any score on this, and I thought I did. It was between, there it is, Ascalon and La Jolla. Ascalon all over La Jolla, 52-21. They had a 38-7 lead in that game. Early in the game, they led 31-7.5. A big win for them. Ascalon ends up the season 14-1. In Division 5AA, El Monte at Del Norte. El Monte goes to 16-0 as they defeat Del Norte 32-7. And in Division let's take a break because we're going to go back to Rancho Cotati in a little bit. We'll be back after this.
For 35 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dental professionals in the Bay Area and beyond. Thoughtfully constructed dental appliances require 90% less chair time to seat, and a huge selection of artistic colors and special effects give patients that one-of-a-kind smile. Marin Orthodontics has a state-of-the-art 3D printer so your dentist can send scans. Ask your dental professional to use Marin Orthodontics. That's marinorthodontics.com. Simply the best.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato, and save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
This is Joe Pasquini back in the KSRO Sports Desk. We just heard Rancho Cotati lose their state championship game to Bakersfield Christian, 42-21. Bakersfield Christian ends the season at 12-3. Rancho Cotati at 11-2. The good news was came from up north. Cardinal Newman did win their game against El Camino, 31-14. So Cardinal Newman is state champions. Now we're going to take it back to Rancho Cotati High School.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. Thank you very much, Joe Pasquini, the godfather. Did a great job all season long of giving us wrap-ups on our post-game. And thank you so much, Joe. Nice
thank you,
job.
Joe.
Yeah, the final score here, as Joe mentioned, 42-21. Bakersfield Christian defeats Rancho Cotati. A great season for the Cougars. Never before had any team in their school history made it to a final. They came up just a little short. They had a marvelous first half, leading 14-7. But Bakersfield Christian, they turned it around in the second half, scoring 35 points and winning this game 42-21. Been a great season all season long. I want to say my shout-outs to KSRO for all their helping. Jim Murphy, Kevin Wadlinger, Kathy Slack, Jeff Woodworth, Joe Pasquini, our wonderful sponsors, Novato Chevrolet, Buck Stoves, Pools and Spas, all of the other businesses that were so helpful throughout the season to help bring us these games, and Michael Baribault, who wasn't here tonight, Paul Mayo Tarina down in Cardinal Newman. So thanks a lot to everybody. Really appreciate it. Hope to be back next season.
Absolutely. And I just want to extend a thank you to you, Nick, for bringing me in on this. I speak of it with great reverence. I still remember sitting there up at a bar in Canada with one of my friends, and I get this text message saying, hey, call me when you get a chance. I want you to do play-by-play. And the beer almost fell out of my hands because I go, oh, man, I'm that much closer to living out the dream. So to be able to do this with you on this platform, yes, thank you to KSRO. Shout out to all my bosses, and to you, Nick, for helping us put this on, making this a reality. And again, special shout out to Joe, to Michael, to everybody that was crucial in the week-to-week operations of this, Kathy Slack, Jim, Kevin, we can't thank you enough. And again, like Nick said, just hope that we're back to do this again next year.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jeff Woodworth. I want to give a special shout out to Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas. They were the sponsor of and helped present these last two big games. For Jeff Woodworth, Michael Baribault, Paul Mayo Tarina, I'm Nick Mattis saying good night from Rancho Cotati High School. The final score, Bakersfield Christian Eagles 42, Rancho Cotati Cougars 21.
Go Newman!
Buck Stoves, Pools, and Spas will keep you warm this winter with a gas fireplace insert. Some heat up to 2,000 square feet, and all are safe to use on Spare the Air days. Buck Stoves carries Lopi and Fireplace Extraordinaire brands, both made in America. These inserts are reliable, efficient, and economical, starting at $1,829, including the venting system. Check them out at their showroom, 225 West College Avenue in Santa Rosa, or online at buckstoves.net. That's buckstoves.net.
Quick, Sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
Mm-hmm. You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, hmm? Yeah.
But
Rick's Automotive...